This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with author and adjunct professor Sherrianna Boyle, who has just wrote her second book, The Everything Parent's Guide to Overcoming Childhood Anxiety, which is scheduled to be released in May this year. Pre-orders are available now on Amazon. Sherrianna, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Good to have you back. So is childhood anxiety on the rise? And if so, why is that?
It is on the rise. It is. It was about 1 in 10 not too long ago, I think maybe 5 years ago now, actually 1 in 8. Now, that those statistics are actually from the adult population. About 40 million people have been diagnosed with anxiety. We're really just getting some statistics on children. The ones that we do have are focused primarily on the adolescent population, and we're getting about 8%. It's running for childhood anxiety or adolescent anxiety. But what is more startling than that is the statistic that about 18% of that 8% is actually receiving some form of treatment or support. So that's where my mission and my focus is, particularly in writing the book, is to make the tools more readily available for parents as well as professionals. So it is on the rise. But what I like to leave people with is, so are the tools and strategies for overcoming them. And they're massive, and they're abundant, and they're available to everyone, and many of them at no cost.
And what is the difference between stress and anxiety?
That's a good question, and that is something I like to clarify with people, because I find that we interchange them very easily. I find that we kind of throw out that word anxiety into our environment. I think people need to really know what they're saying when they say, when they use these words. Stress is a demand on an organism. So stress applies to everything living on the planet. And that's what I like to remind people. And it's defined as a demand on the organism that asks that organism to adapt and cope with their environment. So when you relate it to a plant, you know that there's only certain times of year that you would actually transplant a plant, because it would stress the roots out. So they need to adapt and cope with the next environment that you put it in. So it's no different with human beings, that we also are asked, we have things that are thrown our way, and we have to cope and adapt to that. Now, anxiety, on the other hand, is a group of symptoms. It's a compilation of symptoms that are psychological and physiological in nature. And where anxiety really differentiates itself from other, I like to refer to them as health challenges, is the chronic worrying. So the cycle of thoughts, and some of those thoughts include fear of the future, apprehension about the future, most likely self-doubt in one's ability to cope. Now, the symptoms that people mostly relate to are the physiological symptoms, which are increased heart rate or sweating, nervousness, just feeling agitated. It can surface as anger. It can come out as guilt and shame, those kinds of emotions. And then it gets kind of tricky, because the longer that someone lives with anxiety, the symptoms actually can change a little bit, and people can feel a little bit numb. So it's a tricky thing. However, if you catch it early and you start to implement these strategies, they work at any age, but certainly they're going to work a little bit more quicker, and you're going to feel the results a little bit more quicker if you implement them right away rather than wait until it surfaces into a something greater and bigger.
Another question for you, is anxiety something parents can control?
That's another good question, and what I believe is that's kind of what got us here in the first place, is that word control. And I think that, as a response, in my first book, Powered by Me for Educators, I talk a lot about prevention. And I talk about the difference between prevention and attention. And we kind of went prevention crazy for a while in education and in the mental health field. Everything was, okay, you're going to feel a little bit of that. Okay, let's stop that and let's prevent that. Let's, give some medication or make it stop or give some go into behavior management. And it's not to say that those choices aren't appropriate at times, but I think we went a little heavy in that direction. And it what I like to tell people is sometimes what you resist actually persists. So when you attempt to control these symptoms by pushing them out of your mind, pretending that they don't exist, what often can happen or distract yourself is that they come back even with a stronger force. And so I don't believe in control. I believe I believe that we're moving into a new time from what I talk about in the current book and Overcoming Childhood Anxiety, The Parent's Guide, is let's move from self-control to self-regulation. And to me, that has a different feel to it. We can't make our stress go away. However, we can regulate it, and we can regulate our symptoms.
Today we are with, once again, author and adjunct professor Sherrianna Boyle, who has just wrote her second book, The Everything Parent's Guide to Overcoming Childhood Anxiety, here on eHealth Radio Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sherrianna, if you could pass on some advice to parents based on your research, what would that be?
Okay, my advice would be to parents is that every single person is resilient. Has resiliency. Every child is resilient. Every parent is resilient. If we weren't resilient, we wouldn't be here, bottom line. The difference is how well do you maintain that resiliency? And that's where these tools and strategies come from. It's not a book about saying you're not this and you're not that. It says you are that. Now, but how do you maintain that? And how do you connect to it? So that would be something that I would want to pass on to parents. And if I were to give them a quick tip about how to connect to it, it would be play, right? And, I've been teaching yoga and meditation for 12 years in addition to all my other work. And I think people expect me to say breath. And I'm going to say play. I'm going to say, play first. And then you're going to find the breathing just comes naturally. But get outside with your kids. Throw a ball around. If you have to be indoors, get out something. And you might have to initiate it because they are hooked up quite a bit. And all of us parents are feeling that they would prefer to be hooked up than do things that maybe we did when we were kids. So we have to take more initiative. We have to become playful ourselves. We have to become the example, and then they will follow.
And lastly, for families who have concerns, how do you suggest they begin getting support?
Well, I think that if you have a concern about a child and you think that it's gone on for so long and you're seeing some of the symptoms that I referred to, my first step always is make sure that you're caught up with all your annual visits to your medical doctor, because sometimes diet and other kinds of things can set off anxiety. And I do talk about nutrition in the book. I think that there are a lot of resources that parents can tap into in their local libraries. I think that read books about it. Certainly my book's a resource for them. And talk to their school about it. And I would look in the community, really connect with people in the community that are offering classes or workshops. I know in my community there's lots of different. If you look around, it's much more readily available. Anywhere that where they can learn about stress relief, whether it's through yoga or Tai Chi or look for teachers that sort of have that background in them a little bit. But I would, and of course therapists that are trained, have that not only in the medical model, but have the mindfulness background can be extremely helpful to parents. They can connect with me on my website. It's www.shariannaboyle.com. And I'd be happy to connect with them there as well. I do consultation over the phone. I can work with people long distance as well.
And that's certainly nice to know as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts on the topic?
Just that the resiliency piece, that they're all resilient, and not to be afraid, not to be afraid of these symptoms. I think that they're there for a reason. They have a lot to offer if we're open and willing to receive the guidance. I think they can be, this moving through anxiety can be extremely empowering, self-empowering. I think it can open up doorways for your children. So often parents, I think, become paralyzed because they're so afraid of they might find out something that they don't want to hear. But if you can just look at it as it's an opportunity for your child to really know themselves well, know how their body works, know how their brain works, know what feels right to go with their gut, and to learn that self-regulation. I think it's so important, and it's a lifetime skill that will serve them very well into adulthood and when they're raising families. So my final answer, don't be afraid of it. It's very, very treatable and can be very empowering.
Sharian, always good to have you, and thanks once again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with author and adjunct professor Shariana Boyle, who has just wrote her second book, The Everything Parent's Guide to Overcoming Childhood Anxiety, which is scheduled to be released later this year. Pre-orders are available now on Amazon. And the website of reference, it's sharianaboyle.com, as well as Facebook. Connect with her there at facebook.com/author Shariana Boyle. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.